I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News. Crews with the National Park Service and Fish and Wildlife are on their way to evaluate a dock that washed ashore in a remote section of Olympic National Park. It could be debris from last year's tsunami in Japan. Dave Workman is with the Washington State Marine Debris Task Force. What do we know about this dock right now, Dave?
Well, we know it's located in a very rugged area right at the base of a bluff. There in the Olympic National Park, and we know it's very large. This isn't one of the docks like you see around our marinas. This is very large, estimated between 30 to 60 feet. It could be over 150 tons.
Wow. And what are crews trying to find out now?
Well, they want to be on the ground and actually see it. We've seen it from the air via the Coast Guard, but they want to evaluate it for any invasive aquatic animals that may have hitchhiked on it while it was in the ocean. They want to look at where did this dock come from, and then they want to develop the right response.
And what would that mean?
Well, first of all, if there are any invasive animals, we want to get those off of there so they don't become a problem in our state's environment. And then where do you locate this thing? Is it possible to remove it? How do you remove it?
Yeah, I mean, what are the options involved in removing it?
Well, it'd be difficult to say right now. That's what they want to do. You have this very large object sitting on a beach on a very large ocean, which has waves, and it floats. So we just want to make sure, you know, in a perfect situation, you'd remove it and dispose of it somewhere. But that's not going to be an easy job. So we just don't know right now. We have to get there and evaluate it on the scene.
Okay. And I understand this section of Olympic National Park is closed off, so it's not an option for beachcombers to get a look at the dock. So can you explain a little more about why it is dangerous?
Yeah, our National Park Service wanted to make sure that people are safe. And even though it's a very remote area, they wouldn't want someone just happening upon this or intentionally finding this large dock. And, you know, it's large, it's heavy, it's along, you know, ocean surf, and they just don't want anyone hurt. And then we also don't want anyone to be in a situation where they're interfering with the effort to resolve the issue of the dock.
Oh, right. Interfering with crew's work.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you've been working on this debris situation for a while. What do you think? You think it is this dock is from last year's tsunami in Japan?
Well, it could be. It's one of the theories. We won't know till we've actually been there and looked at it and evaluated it, taken photos up close. But we have a good working relationship with the Japanese government, you know, they've been really great about helping us identify objects that truly are from Japan.
Okay. Dave Workman, thank you so much.
Glad to help.